Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking, are you awake?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so you're probably thinking, well, of course I'm awake. I'm listening to your podcast, right? But that's not the kind of awake that I'm talking about. You know, this is the final Monday in April, the final Monday in Financial Literacy Month, and I made a commitment to talk about things in April that were maybe a bit controversial, maybe a bit different than topics that we normally talk about, and tackling topics like today's topic that isn't just about rules and guidelines, because I think we can really get in the habit when we think about money of, you know, okay, the social media, right, buzz headlines, the headlines that we click on for blog posts, you know, the 5 tips to this, the 3 ways to do this, the 2 things that you shouldn't do about this. And, you know, we tend to think about our money in a very kind of list-oriented way, a checklist-oriented way, right? If I do these things, if I check, then I will get to X, or I'll be in X position. And there are some things about money that are checklisty, right? I mean, there are some foundational things about money that really do apply to almost everyone, right? Build an emergency fund, know your numbers, do your budget, shore up any areas of risk, of weakness. I mean, there are certain, invest, right? There are certain foundational elements about money that really genuinely apply to almost everyone. I have not yet found a person that some of these foundational elements don't apply to. You know, they might apply in different ways. They might apply in different denominations. They might apply in different times in your life, but they apply to you, right? So when I'm talking about, are you awake? I really want you to think about, like, am I awake and am I living? Because I have just been working with so many people lately that I would say are asleep. They're doing all the checklist items. They are checking things off. They're potentially, quote unquote, making progress, but they're not living. They are not awake, you know? Are you waiting for money problems to be solved before you're going to partake in life? Are you waiting for debt to be paid off, or your student loans to vanish, or a new job with a bigger title and a better paycheck? Are you waiting for all of these things to happen before you're going to start waking up, being awake, not worrying so much about checking all of these things in a super precise order off your checklist? You know, last week I did Instagram photo post that was talking about kind of my 80-20 rule about your tax refund. And it really seemed to spark a chord with people. I actually got quite a lot of comments that they just never thought about this way. And a lot of people were saying, like, I never actually got the permission to do things this way. You know, there's so many articles, and I know I've done podcasts like this in the past, so I'm including me in this, where, you know, we talk about using your tax refund for, you know, the good things, the paying off debt, or the saving for a goal, or, you know, investing it, whatever it may be. But the 80-20 rule to me is about, let's do 80% of the money stuff the checklisty way, right? The way that we're quote unquote supposed to. But let's allow ourselves like 20% room to do it the non-checklisty way, you know? Some days you need to have the ice cream sundae and not follow all the rules, and that's okay. Sometimes you need to, I don't know, go buy that new sofa that, you know, you really need, but you could use the money for other things. Sometimes you need to go take that vacation if you're newly married, and maybe you're having a hard time adjusting to being newly married and you're bickering all the time. Like, maybe you need to go do that escape so that you can come back and be better and refreshed, right? So then you can focus on the 80% of stuff. And I just find this trend where we're all just living in kind of this like perfectionist society, right? Where everything has to be pretty, and it isn't that way. Sometimes it's messy, and sometimes it doesn't make sense. And sometimes it's messy for a really long time, and some of it's messy for just a little short time, you know? And then some of you listening, maybe it hasn't been messy at all for you yet, right? But I would imagine there's probably something coming down the pipeline. Hopefully it's not anything bad, but there's always a little bit of a messy part. And I think that, you know, this perfectionist kind of aim that especially I find millennials super fixated on, and I don't know if it's just because of social media. I think that it's a lot because of social media, because, I mean, anybody can make their life look perfect on social media. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? That's why we're all addicted with like Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. It's like why our fingers are just always there, because you don't ever post a picture, a bad picture of yourself.
I mean, some of us girls have tried to do the no makeup pose, and maybe some guys, you've had some, you know, slightly unflattering pictures. But I would say in general, we don't like to post like a bad picture. That's why we have all these filters and like these camera cases now, you know, with the lights so we can look better in low light. Like the image that we project is something that we want other people to think, at least, that we got it all together, you know, that we that we know everything, that it's all good, right? That we have like the perfect relationships, we have the perfect job, we have the perfect bank account, we have the perfect holidays, the perfect trips, the perfect car, the perfect outlook on life, the perfect future, the perfect family. That's a big one, right? Perfect kids, you know, whatever it may be. It's like we want people to believe this image. And I think, you know, it's kind of like a disconnect that we really get in. And I find this with money, you know, because we project this one thing. And then behind the scenes, maybe there's something else going on, right?
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
There's something, some money mishap we've made that maybe we're ashamed of, or there's a decision we didn't make, or there's something we feel like we didn't necessarily do right, or maybe we've got debt and we don't feel comfy about that. Whatever it may be, there's like this disconnect about, you know, the image that we project and the reality. And so, you know, I just really want to encourage you to embrace this concept of being awake. You know, being awake in all of the areas of your life, because we all have a different vision for the way we want our life to be. And therefore, we all need different money solutions. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? But again, I think, you know, getting so just hung up that everybody else has got it figured out and you don't have it figured out yet, so there must be something wrong with you. I just want to blow that out of the water for you. And I want to tell you that that is a complete and utter lie. Every time I work with someone, they always, you know, they kind of pull me aside and kind of like, even if there's nobody else in the room, right? And kind of like quietly say to me like, oh my gosh, you know, so I guess I'm going to have to admit it to you that this or this or this or this or this or that or that or this or this or this or that or yeah, whatever it may be. Happened to me or happened in the past or it's happening now, or even people who have made millions of dollars. It's the exact same conversation, right? And the funny thing is that they look at me like, this is the first time I've heard this, that I've heard, you know, whatever kind of issue or mishap or relationship issue around money or whatever it may be, that this is the first time I've heard this, you know, and there's great relief for people when I tell them like, oh my gosh, you know, you are like the fifth person this week that I have heard almost that identical statement from. And I'm not making this up. I'm telling them the honest truth. And there's something that, I think makes people relax. Like, oh my God, I'm not different than anyone else. Like I am just like everyone else. And again, this is across any bank account balance, any income level, any debt level. This is like the true commonality of people. And we don't see it because, again, we don't talk about money. It's not a fun conversation. We don't go to dinner with our friends over happy hour, you know, and we're dishing about whatever. And then we're like, oh yeah, by the way, I just did this really stupid thing last night. I just spent, you know, 25% of my paycheck on the Old Navy Super Sale. And I was supposed to use that money for X, Y, and Z. We don't do that. Or we don't go, you know, like, oh my gosh, I just paid off all my student loans. I feel like so awesome because that was like $100,000 in debt. And I just literally paid it off. Even the good stuff we don't talk about around money. It's like this freaking like taboo topic that we just refuse to bring up. And so what happens is when we refuse to talk about it, even when we refuse to talk about it with our girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, like the person we're supposed to be like best friends with, BFFs with, we refuse to talk about it with these people or talk about it even with ourselves, then that's when we create, again, this disconnect between reality and not reality. And when we kind of like, we take back the permission to live wide awake. Like we take back the permission to live life that 80-20 way. We go right back into like, all right, if I'm talking about money, it's got to be 100% or nothing. I got to make all the right decisions or nothing. I got to do it all right or nothing. And that's just not truth. And I really want to just encourage you and just, I don't even know the word, but just infuse in you from everybody that I've worked with, from every person I've ever talked to about money, that you are so much more alike then you are different. You guys, you have dreams and you have goals and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to do a lot of things right, but live the 80-20 way. Like give yourself that permission to do something fun, to make a mistake, to not do it right, to pull your money out of the market when you should have left it in, to not have invested in, you know, Apple or Facebook when it first came out. I don't, you know, you get where I'm going with this, right? Because money isn't linear. Things aren't linear in life, but money in particular, it's not linear, right? And people wait to get married until it's all right, or they wait for the perfect guy, or they wait for the perfect girl. But I'm going to tell you, don't wait for perfect because it's not coming. Perfection isn't coming with your finances. Perfection isn't coming with your relationships. It's not coming with your family. It's not even coming with you, right? It's this fake illusion that we have created that we all are, even me, participating in, you know? And what it's doing is it's destroying us like little by little, you know? I've talked about this on a couple podcasts before, but, you know, I worked with a couple who are following another money expert's advice. And I'm using air quotes if you can see me here. And so they, you know, she was under this belief that she had to be 100% debt free always, 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 or she was doing a really, really bad thing. And they were going at it. I mean, they were just in my first session, they were literally like, I felt like I needed a bodyguard in there, you know, because I'm strong and I can defend myself, but it's a lot to like break up a couple that is like really going at it. And, you know, when we finally like got to the bottom of it, she was under this like perfectionist, like hole that had just like taken over her whole body. And he was like, man, you know, I just can't live this way. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, like they were going to the grocery store and they made very good income, very good income. They were going to the grocery store every week. And I mean, it was like pulling teeth to get her to spend, you know, an extra like $1 or $2 off of the budgeted amount for the grocery store. And he couldn't take it anymore. He just kind of like exploded and they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to, you know, remedy this. And so I just started talking about this like perfectionist thing that we've created. And, you know, she had created kind of this whole Instagram following about living debt free. So she felt really, like she was a liar if, you know, she was suddenly in debt. And so they wanted to buy a new house, and that meant that they were going to have to go in debt because they could not pay. I mean, they couldn't pay cash for the house, and they couldn't pay off the house in like 5 years. You know, it was going to take them the full probably like 20 to 30 years to actually pay off the house. And, you know, it was a real evolution for her to give herself permission to live this way, you know, because they weren't making a stupid investment. They were making a really smart investment. It was a great house. It was in a great neighborhood. It was going to be great for their family. The mortgage terms were great. Like it was a great scenario. So it wasn't like she was going, you know, $300 in credit card debt or something. You know, she wasn't going out like on some frivolous shopping spree. Like she was making a really smart money decision, but she still felt this like this ridiculous perfectionism thing. And it stopped her from living life. I mean, they weren't going on vacations. They weren't going out to eat. They weren't going on date nights. They weren't doing anything, you know? And I realize this is like a really severe kind of example of this, but sometimes I feel like I need to use the extreme for you to really understand that, you know, whatever goals you're striving for, whether it's money or life, you know, there's going to be these roadblocks, and there's going to be this pull again to be perfect, to make all the perfect decisions, but it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be. And if I'm the first one to give you permission to not be perfect, hey, I am so happy about that. I'm hoping that you hear it from a lot of other people, a lot of other money people that you're reading. I really hope that people start, especially when we're talking about finances, talk about the concept of not being perfect and not holding yourself up to that. And also giving you permission to talk about this stuff with people. Talk about it with your friends. I dare you. I dare you to go out on a happy hour or to go out to dinner with your friends and start talking about your money, but be really real. Like don't do the Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat version of it, right? Don't put a filter on it. Just be really real. Like, here's where I'm at. Here's my goals that I'm working towards in 2017. And hey, I'll check back with you and let you know how I'm doing on that. Just be real. Like, can we not just all be real? It makes it so much better. And you know what I find? I'm speaking from like true personal experience here. When I started to be really real about money, after I got divorced and things were not, they were not Instagram worthy. It wasn't something for Facebook. You know, it wasn't pretty. It was me walking away from a lot of stuff that I kind of clung on to that felt like success. I had a house. I walked away from my house. I had 401k investments and other investments. Walked away from that. I had a vacation place. Walked away from that. I literally started over. I started over with debt, and you know, in my early 30s, and that sucked. It sucked, and I felt really guilty and really terrible until one day I woke up and I went, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be encouraging other people, and I need to walk in my own shoes here, and I need to give myself permission to be awake, you know, to go after things, to make mistakes, to not be perfect, because that's really when things started to change for me. Like my brain shifted, my thoughts shifted, my money shifted, opportunity shifted, like everything started shifting for me when I started to be awake and started to live this 80-20 rule, right? You know, we've heard of this with eating, right? So 80% of the time we eat well, 20% of the time we can, you know, have the hamburger, french fries, and milkshake or whatever. I would love to have that 80% of my time, but you know, I know I can't. I'm a huge like hamburger, french fries, and milkshakes. Like, don't take me anywhere fancy. Don't take me out on like, you know, a $200 dinner. Like, just take me to like a really good place with a burger, fries, and a milkshake, and I am so happy. My priorities in life have like totally shifted. I used to be that $200 dinner person. My late 20s, I was that $200 dinner person. And now it's just different for me. But I want your money to be different for you too, right?
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Whatever goal you're trying to achieve and you don't think you have time for, you don't think you have money for, you don't think you have the know-how for, you just don't feel like you have what it takes, I just want to encourage you that you do, and that now is the time. Don't wait until your debt's paid off, right? Don't wait until your money situation is perfect. Don't wait until you have a bigger paycheck to start investing, or you know, don't wait until you have $1,000 extra every month to start saving to buy that house or to buy that car or to start a family or to get married, or I don't know, whatever it is, don't wait. Don't wait, because you can do it now. It may take you small steps. So start somewhere small. Start investing. Start paying off the debt. Start looking at your bank account. Start looking at your numbers. Start your money folder. Start, you know, get that life insurance you've been putting off. Start that business. Like, don't wait for permission. I really want you to live awake. Live with the permission that you don't have to be Instagram worthy all the time, right? Because it doesn't have to be right before you can start living. You can find the balance. And yeah, maybe sometimes you're going to have to make, you know, that 80%, I'm not going to lie to you, that 80% is going to take a little hard work. It's going to take some motivation. It's going to take sometimes doing some things that you maybe don't want to do, but are going to help you get towards your goal. Because again, remember, why are we learning about money? Why are we doing any of this if it's not to achieve those goals that we want to achieve? Otherwise, why would we do this? Why would we invest, right? Why would we pay off our debt? Why would we save for a house? Why would we save for a vacation? Why would we use all these apps and technology and different things to help us save money? Why would we do it? The only reason we're doing it is for our goals. So if you can connect with that goal, connect really honestly with what you're trying to achieve, it makes everything else easier and it gives you permission. You know, if you're trying to buy a house this year, right? Something happened, maybe you got laid off from your job, or maybe you didn't get the salary increase that you thought, or I don't know, maybe you just blew your tax refund that you were supposed to save. I don't know, whatever it is, right? So what if it's not this year? What if it's next year? It's okay. That's the 80-20 of this. That's the beauty of this all right? So I just want to encourage you today to live 80-20. Live 80-20 with so many things in your life, but especially with your money. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to not be Instagram worthy, to not put that filter on your money. And I give you permission to go out there and just talk to people, talk about your situation, and don't make it all pretty. But tell them what you're striving for. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that with other people, that's cool. That's fine. Tell it to yourself, right? Connect with that goal and then figure out what you need to do in that 80% to get you there. And also, what does your 20% look like, right? Is your 20% that you're going to allow yourself, you know, to go to happy hour with your friends every week? Is your 20% that you're going to allow yourself to save for that vacation that you've wanted to save, or maybe to go out and buy something that you know that you need to buy or you want to buy and maybe isn't the smartest thing, but you really want it? Like, what is that 20% for you? Figure out what that is, right? Because again, if you give yourself permission to do something slightly frivolous, something fun, something that's going to make you feel good, it's going to make the 80% a lot easier. But if I'm here and I'm telling you 100% of the time you got to be perfect, 100% of the time you got to set your investment amount, you got to do the same amount every month, you got to do your budget at 5 o'clock every Sunday, I would crack under that pressure. I hate that, right? So figure out your 80%, figure out what you need to do, and then figure out what your 20% is going to be. And let's make 2017 the year where we are ridiculously awake. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and Instagram at millennial_money.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times. But your mind is on the future, too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.